Welcome to Shomach Shavan and Daf Shir Sponsor Lunishmas Armiak Shom Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding in Gittin Daf Tetzayim. The Gemara at the bottom of the base brings a story. The Rabbi Bar Chana became sick, and Rabbi Yudon Rabbo came to visit him. And they asked him a question of learning. Two people that bring a get mitir sayam, do they have to say for nechtam or not? And he said, he answered them, of course they don't have to, because they could say befaneinu girusha. They could say they saw the actual Gerushin. So of course, they're now required to say, before a nechta, before a nechta. The Bnei Yada here says 2 points. First of all, he starts by saying that we see something incredible. Even though Rabbi Bachana was sick, the people that came to visit him did not ask him how he is, did not schmooze with him. They spoke to him in learning. And he was focused and he was able to answer the right answer. Because that's what a person should be doing when he's sick. Then the Ben Yoyada continues and says the following. He says, the answer of our Bachano is a me'ein kavachomer. It's similar to a kavachomer. If they could say before a girsho, so of course I'm not going to require them to say before a nechta, before a nechta. So he says, mishamayim, they made sure that he's going to say an answer that has in it kavachomer. Because kavachomer is something which is a misugol l'refuah. To speak in learning and to say a kavachomer, it's a zgula for refuah, for healing. So what's the source of the Ben Yoyada that Kal V'chomer is a zgula for refuah? So Ben Yoyada, who was the Ben Yishchai who lived in Baghdad, refers to the Bnei Yisoschar. The Bnei Chassidish is saved Bnei Yisoschar. What the Bnei Yisoschar says in an idea in the name of the Magen Mezrich, which is brought down in many Sfarim. It's brought down in the Sefer, which is a likut of the Chidush of Magen Mezrich called Or Torah. And it's brought down in many of the Sifri Chassidus as well. And the story that's brought down is like this. We know that there is Yud Gimel Midois Sha'atayu Nidreshet Bahem. There's 13 ways to dash in the Torah that was given to us from Moshe Mesinai, how to dash in the Torah. Also there is Yud Gimel Midois Sha'rachamim. The 13 ways that Kosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu Haftachet HaHegel, how to bring the Midois of Rachmanos, of mercy of Kosh Baruch Hu to the world. Says the Magen Mezrich, connected each one of the midos of Gil Midos Shurachmim, we have a midos Atur Nidreshes Bahem. They correspond to each other. Every midos Atur Nidreshes Bahem corresponds to the mido of Gil Midos Shurachmim. One example is brought down in the Gedusha Slavi, with Levi Yitzchak Radichov and Pashas Kisiso. He says the second mido from the Gil Midos Atur Nidreshes Bahem is Rachum, because the first one is Kale, the second one is Rachum. What is the second midah shatur nidreshes bahem? Is a gzera shava. What's the connection of gzera shava to rachum? Says Rav Levi Yitzchok, what's the connection? The connection is that what does it mean rachum? What does it mean rachamim? A rich man is walking and he sees a poor man. And he sees the poor man has no shoes, doesn't have clothes, doesn't have food. So he feels for him. How does he feel for him? Because he brings himself down to the level of the poor. And he says, if I would be in this same situation, how bad I would feel. So if so, I feel so terrible for him because I'm putting myself where he is. And that's the only way you can really have mercy. Can you really have rachamim. You can connect to this, the famous Maharal that says, what's the difference between chesed and rachamim? Chesed comes from the giver. It doesn't matter if the person needs it or not. The person about chesed wants to give. But rachamim comes from the receiver. Someone sees a person who needs, he feels how the person is needing, and then he gives it. So rachum means you have to go down, you have to be in the place of the other one. Says the Levi Yitzchak Radichov, that's what it means, gzera shava. What's a gzera shava? You have a pasuk in one place, you have another pasuk somewhere else. You take what's in one place, the words that are in one place, and you transfer them to the other place. It's a thing like rachum that the rich man has to go where the ani is in order to feel his pain. So with this, we go back to the Bnei Yisoschar, and what he quotes from the Magdim message, that the first midah, Yudgil Midah Shirachmim, is the midah of Kale. And connected that, what's the first midah Shatur Nideshes Behem? It's the midah of Kal V'chomer. Says the Magdim message, what's the source of Kal V'chomer in the Torah? We learn from Miriam. Ki avia yorak yorak b'faneo, aloiti kolim shivas yomim, meaning when a father is angry on his daughter, he needs to be away 7 days, Kavochemer l'shchina. From here, you learn Kavochemer to the Shechina. Why you learn Kavochemer specifically over here? Because Moshe Rabbeinu, when he davened to Miriam, he said, Kel no refono lo. He used the midah of kale. That's the first midah of Yudgil Midah Shirachim. So he got there. That's where it was said, the first midah, Shatrin Deshes Behem, which is Kal V'chomer. So we learn over here, the word kel corresponds to Kal V'chomer. Says the Ben Yoyado, so if so, whenever I want to get to refuah, I want to get to the same krech that Moshe Rabbeinu said, kel no refuah no lo, I want to bring that midah of kel, because you see it connects to refuah. How do I bring that midah? By saying Kal V'chomer. So here, when they came in and asked our Bachana a question, he answered in something which is similar to Kal V'chomer. And Mishamayim, they brought him to say that in order to have the zgulo of refuah. Anyone want to join the Shomachshava email list or what to go, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.